Online. Hit the floor and hit the door. I'm out when I get out of bed. Hit the floor and hit the door. Okay, let's call it order. And our inspiration. Oh, Sandy unfortunately had a battery that wouldn't start. How unfortunate on her for that, but she's going to try to make it here. So, anyone feel particularly inspired to give an inspiration? How about this two?
Right.
Let's start with the girl.
Okay. Work and live to serve others, to leave the world a little better than you found it, and garner for yourself as much peace of mind as you can. This is happiness.
Are you all familiar with Florida International's motto? Service above self. Patty.
Good morning, everybody. In light of what's happening in the Middle East, it's a little bit sobering to think about, but there's always hopefulness in tragedy. I want to thank Charlene Zachendorf because if you haven't ever seen any of her artwork, she did the most beautiful painting of the Israeli flag with a dove of peace, and I'm using it as my Facebook cover photo. If you aren't on Facebook, get on Facebook just to see it. But as I've been thinking about the Middle East and the tragedies in Israel, I'm Irish, and the Irish always have a blessing or a saying or something to fit just about any situation.
When you're sober,
yeah. There is no word for sober in Gaelic. So I'm going to offer an Irish blessing. May the blessed light be upon you, light without, light within. May blessed sunlight shine on you and warm your heart till it glows like great fire, so that strangers may come and feel welcomed, but also your friends.
Very nice.
Very nice. Okay, let's please stand. We're going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And I think that's Rena and Matthew, is she here?
Probably.
Then we have the honor to renew our pledge to the most visible sign of freedom in the world. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, colleagues. Please be seated. Does that take on and just be in the Lord and calmly drive the Lord and whatnot? I'll tell you what. Thank you. Many, many blessings if we live in the bank we live in. Even though we have the right to be stupid in this country. And that's right, we have it. Okay. Roll call. Dave's not here. He's going to do our roll call.
Why, yes. I can take roll.
Thank you.
Charlene Ashendorf, present. Linda Barcelona. Laval Brewer. Elizabeth Busick.
Present.
Jerry Chang.
Present.
Paulette Chinchinsky.
Here.
Meredith Tolami.
Present.
Elaine Ganaway.
She's late. She'll be here.
Jean Hernandez.
Here.
Ann Hertz Mallari. Ken Hageman. Marianne Klinger.
Here.
Beck Levin. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Patty Mouton.
Present.
Ann Moudry. Robin Nelson.
Here.
Lili Nguyen. Joni Nichols.
Here.
Rachel Owens.
Here.
John Pointer, Tony Rodella, Jeffrey Rodriguez, Irene Rose,
present,
Amina St. Matthews, Barbara Slope,
present,
Sandy Stang, Nathan Steele,
here,
Dave Tetzla, and Dave Wheeler.
Here. We have a form. So, these are abacus.
Barely.
And Patty's going to be right now, so we do have forum. Yeah.
Well, Patty, you're up now. Now you're in a hurry. What?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm Patty unplugged today because I'm on vacation. I'm going to be a grandma. I already am a grandma, but I'm going to celebrate grandchildren and birthdays. We have a big event coming up on November the 3rd. It's the Mastering the Master Plan virtual event with speakers from our Office on Aging, our state, Department of Aging, Advance OC, and the leadership from the Orange County Aging Services Collaborative. You will get an email today with the electronic announcement. This is important because we are going to be relying primarily on electronic communication to promote this. And we have a promotional plan worked out. When you get the email, one of the first things I'd like for you to do, please, is email it with an invitation for your senior center directors to share it with their distribution list. And you have to ask, don't assume that they will share it. You have to say, please share it with your distribution list and let me know that you have done so. And if you don't mind copying me on that, because I think it gives it a little more clout if they see that you've copied the chair of the policy committee for OCASD and a fellow member of this body. So please do that. Then I need volunteers who can help us distribute the hard copies, which will be delivered on Tuesday. So if you are available to do some special deliveries to senior centers, apart from your senior center assignments, if you want to go to your senior centers with hard copies, terrific. Let me know that via email. If you can do some extra deliveries, even better, because my team of three is now charged with doing all of those deliveries unless we get some support from all of you. So it would really be helpful. And those will be delivered on Tuesday to my office and we can work out a plan to get them to you. But please consider that. This will be in your email from me later today.
Tuesday the 17th.
Tuesday the 17th is when they will arrive at in Irvine. Yes.
And the event is live or Zoom?
Say again.
Is the event live or Zoom?
I'm sorry. The event is virtual on Zoom on November the 3rd, 9 a.m. And it's the continuation of the Master and Master Plan events that we've been doing every other year for the past couple of years. It's required by the grant to the Orange County Aging Services Collaborative. So any questions about that? You don't have paper on this right now. You'll see it in
the... Would you send the following the link of that pain rendering you referenced?
Oh, sure.
I'd like to see that.
Sure. I'll send that to Pauline.
Get that out.
Of Charlene's painting. May I send?
Yeah.
Can I send a JPEG of it? Okay. I want to.
So that you know, we'll have something that so that I can send my city manager to have some last time.
Correct. It is all just so you know, we haven't been standing meeting bonbons. It's already up on about 43 different neighborhood site pages on social media. If you're on Facebook and you see it on your neighborhood page, share it, comment on it, like it, pay attention and move it forward to make it go viral. And then once we have the hard copies, invite everybody you've ever known, okay? It's really important for people who are already senior citizens to do this, to participate, and for the people that are going to be senior citizens. And I got a great response the other day at a presentation when I said, does anyone refuse to age? Because the alternative is unattractive. So this really needs to be part of our infrastructure and pushing that after so that people are aware of the Master Plan for Aging,
aware of where it is developing in Orange County, and then they can do the advance of sea survey. Now that survey is going to make more sense to them. Okay?
Thank you, Patty. Back to Hershey, the leaves. So, yes. By the way, there's nothing wrong with eating bonbons. Didn't get away with that. I wish I could.
Okay.
We can certainly thank you. Okay, let's move on. We got a pretty full, hefty agenda.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. From what I meant, I'm both intense and focused, so I'm
Can I
find
one positive?
Yes, I felt that there were some big holes in some of the options with the questions, and I approached the committee about that, and they made those changes.
That's fabulous. I can tell that that's great to hear. All right. Thank you. And I'm sorry, my friend, but
no problem, Patty. Let's move on. We've got a full healthy agenda here. So okay, so introductions. I don't think we have any new members here.
Yes.
Oh, we do. Okay. Oh, that's fine. Robin.
Robin McGuire.
Robin, you want to say a little something about yourself? I know you're Rotarian. Would you like to talk about that?
How do you know that?
Because I know your best friend is in St. Club, you are.
Okay. Anyway, I'm Robin Nelson. I'm the dean of the nursing program at CNI College in Santa Ana. It's a private baccalaureate program. Soon we started a master's. I'm native born Californian, and I was appointed by Supervisor Sarmiento. And if I'd known Jean was the chair, I might have changed my mind. very, very happy to be part of the group.
Very good, Robin. Well, welcome and thank you. We appreciate that. Any others around the table? I know we have one guest I'd like to introduce because she's actually representing her senior citizen center. We don't say senior citizen center. What did they say? Mature center?
Older adult
center. And we don't use the question.
Yeah.
Ginger. So she's actually doing what we had requested. If we could get reps from various senior centers to come and as guests, we appreciate that. Cindy, you want to say a brief comment? Just
yeah, thank you very much. I'm glad to come and to get our senior citizen on the commission. And we really were renovating our senior center and in the program, we actually looked at some of the questionnaires that were go out. We really, our seniors were it, and I really enjoy it. And this is my husband and he's also, and we volunteer a lot. We're actually decent in a lot of our programs.
Very good.
So thank you.
Well, welcome, Ginger. Thank you. Actually, I ran across Ginger that
Tuesday.
I was giving the leadership course to the women's club, and Ginger is in the women's club and down her neck of the woods, so very, very interesting. We just had a good time. And she liked what I said, so I really like her. Okay, now with introduction, and any other introduction we need to do, I think everybody else is familiar with the face we have around the table. Okay. Okay, we were down to our action item, and this I understand was pretty focused and intense last time. I'm not sure why, but let's go through it again now because we are going to, let me just lay out the expectation. We will have approval of our bylaws today.
Yeah.
So one way or the other. Now, some people will be thrilled, some people will be okay, and some will be sad, but that's the way it's going to go. So, with that, does anyone want to add to the
I think that we had a really robust discussion last time that we were here together. It was very robust. We had a lot of communication. We ran long, so we lost quorum, and that's why we're back here again today. We're not going to run long. We don't have a speaker. But we were at the point where Crystal had kind of summarized several amendments to the bylaws. A lot of people were in favor. And then Dave introduced his desire to talk more about revising Article 3. So I think that that's where we left off, but feel free to correct me if I'm not correct.
Okay, have we moved on with any of the changes that we requested that actually for anything like that name change?
No, there was no action taken by the committee at the last.
Well, I don't want to retread ground. So if there are things that we can say we've accepted.
We've accepted that we'll have 40 people on SCAC, I believe.
Yeah. Yes, and we also did change the name, but we need to do that because there was no.
Right. I just want to bring it back up for discussion. Right. So we have agreed that the name of the change will be senior citizen. Older adults. No.
Changes.
Orange County Aging Services Advisory Commission.
I think that was it was older adults,
right?
Aging was older adults, but I intended to have it.
Older adults advisory.
Oh, yeah.
Orange County,
Older Adult Advisory
Commission.
Because council advises everyone's elected. The commission is a mix of elected.
Yeah. Okay, we don't need to rehash that. It's pretty clear. Anyone opposed to that?
Could you repeat it again?
Absolutely. Orange County Older Adults Advisory Commission. Sounds a little better.
Can I ask a question? What's wrong with the old name?
The old name is we don't refer to senior citizens anymore. If you're in the senior group, that's not
me. Politically incorrect for ourselves and some future.
Politically incorrect for the new cohort of people that are 80, they don't identify as senior citizens. Listen to Mary's.
Seniors, as far as I know, Mary Ann, are you looking out as senior citizens?
Don't worry, you're going to end it, but you can call yourself anything you want. You're going to be an old man, you're an old man, bro. Yes, please.
So are we the OCOAAC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's a good SCAC.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? Moved and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One, two, opposed. Okay, motion carried. Three opposed. Okay, motion carries.
Okay, hold on one second. Just before seeing the director, who made the motion?
I did, Rachel.
Rachel made the motion. Elaine seconded it. Or Crystal, if you want. Crystal thirded it.
Who was opposed?
Joni and
Joni.
Marianne
and Nathan.
Thank you.
Well, what did you end up? You're waving at me. What is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have bad seats in this theater. So.
What do you need?
I wanted to Crystal's point. I really like the use of commission, but why couldn't we just substitute that for council and then say with SCAC, we wouldn't change our acronyms and it would simply be a change of wording.
So that's wonderful. We've already voted on it. And we need to not know.
So it's great. Thank you.
Okay. What's next on the item now?
Well, we have to vote on the three attorneys and the 40 people.
Yeah.
And so we changed it to 30, so it was 10, 10, and 10. And it was brought up that perhaps that was limiting. And we have been for giveaways to be able to have the opportunity, if we have a good meet and room, and get people here that we were trying to hit screening the bylaws. So we turned it to 10, 10, and 20. So it's 10 of the. It's a 10 by the board, 10 by the selection committee, and 20 appointed by the
government. Why would we even put a number on? Why don't we just say, we should have three and then expand as needed?
Because
with
that, we have to do a whole other draft. No, we're going to do 40. Yeah.
We're going to do 40.
Yes.
Just leave it as is.
I
don't think we need a vote if we're going to do it.
Are we changing it? No, we have to change it. If it's on the original list, we're fine.
So we're keeping it 40.
We're keeping it at 40, yes.
And then the hours.
Where's the hours?
Our motion for the hours that was on the table was that people can feel free to turn in their hours if they'd like to. I don't know. We eliminated the hours in our ad hoc committee. But then based on comments we did the last meeting, we put in a different wording of could you want to turn in your hour? You may.
Yes. So, because some people put a whole lot more. We previous for the door members, we required to do a minimum of 8 hours. That was a turnoff for some professionals that I can't guarantee I'll do it now. So, and then we said, well, where does that 8 hours go? Well, theoretically, we thought that went to Office on Aging. They used that to calculate volunteer hours, which they did. And what did they do with that? Nothing. Nothing. Well, then why are we doing this? Because it was a headache for us. So that's gone away. Now, there are some that do a whole lot of hours, and they want to get credit for that. Fine. Turn that in and say, hey, I'm a superstar. I did 80 hours. I'm really a fantastic, mature individual. Great, no problem. So you're not limited. This just says you don't have to.
Yeah, so if you want to record your hours and turn them in, you may.
Believe it or not, that was a huge turnoff for a number of people.
I don't have the page.
Pauline, is that what you recall it saying? Okay. All right.
But it's not actually in here at all.
In the new draft, it's not. It was in the old
draft.
Okay, here. It's Article 6 and that's page 9, but I'm looking at it. So it was in Article 6.
It's on page 9. It says each council member shall be dedicated a minimum of 8 hours per month. There shall include activities related to the meeting of the full council, as well as standing committee obligations. Hours shall be recorded on a monthly senior service report.
So it's on the red line.
So that's the red line. It's out. So we don't have to have it in the bylaws you can do. That's an action item. You can go ahead and do it. It doesn't have to be in the bylaws.
Right.
It doesn't prohibit you from doing it.
Yeah. No.
Okay, next man.
Well, so we're not
going to
even have
the wording there. No, they can do it. They're not. Yeah. It doesn't say you can't. That's the key.
I think so. You preserve it.
Yeah.
I think so. Even if you have it in there and it's voluntary.
So that's all we need to write. I think there are articles that are suggested. So I think we should write it down.
Okay.
Can you explain to me why would you do that?
Okay, let's make a motion. So I'll make a motion to include the requirement for a minimum of 8 hours of service as part of the requirements to serve on this board.
Ooh, oh, that's a significant change.
Wait, you want to add a requirement, or do you want to add the word voluntary report? I will add the requirements as a motion. There's no second.
Is there a second? It failed for lack of a second.
So I will make a motion to include this 8 hour voluntary language back into the bylaw draft.
Why 8 hours? For that number.
Okay, so we can have a discussion. So I second that.
Okay.
So now we can have a discussion on it. And I believe that the 8 hours was always part of that thing for the Board of Supervisors summary. Nobody can find it. But at the last meeting, it was presented very well and articulately that there are some people that are here or part of the crucial organizations that rely on those documented recorded hours to achieve different awards, scholarships, or funding, or whatever. So having it in there will allow those people to still maintain that they're doing the presidential thing or whatever it might be, and just kind of covers our bases so that way nobody can say, well, I didn't know, this didn't even say. So I think it's a very minimal way to just kind of cover that, respect the couple members that they have a very good argument for why we should at least identify that it's voluntary.
I think it's an urban myth where that came from.
8 hours. I think that 8 hours just needs to go away. If you want to say that you did 1 hour or you did I think it's more about turning in voluntary.
Right. So we don't need the 8 hours.
Okay. So then.
If you choose to turn in hours of service, feel free to do so.
I asked specifically whether or not this had anything to do with funding, and the answer was no.
No, it is not.
Recognition, not funding.
So then I can make a substitute motion. Okay, so the substitute motion is just that you put language back in that says if you want to turn in your hours voluntarily,
and I will accept that amendment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Yes.
Yeah, but I would like to find out at a future point having a policy in this regard. Of keeping better track or keeping some track of these hours, and even though the conflict is made that the supervisors couldn't do anything with it, I think the acknowledgement that the volunteer hours that come from this organization, however many hundreds of thousands of hours that are, you know, 2,000 hours we spoke to is the equivalent to a full-time person. And if we are getting 20,000 hours out of this group a year, which I'm not too surprised that we probably are, that is something that that is useful to include in our
table that that's another discussion.
It is another topic.
However, I believe that the Office of Aging already has a number they use for our volunteer hours that they get. So we're not losing.
So we're not losing that as part of our annual report.
It is.
It's important.
It's a number they already have. Okay, so I have a motion and a second. Do we have a vote? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimous. Thank you.
Okay, I think the last thing in terms of changes that we had left for the last time. And now I think there's been some offering from Dave, and I believe you all have it. It's the one single.
Purpose of function?
Yeah. And so this would be the final stage of the file. So, and the subcommittee, we haven't talked about that.
Pardon?
We haven't talked about the subcommittee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I really want to
record. Well, let's have Dave talk about that. Dave, you want to present your additions or deletions?
Okay. Yeah. You know, the one page, it's. As a new web on the second page in first, when I did some of the discussion, Saul particularly the fact and said that the things that we include, we do, I thought it was a little short, and I wanted to delineate more of the things that we would actually do and anticipate doing, and I thought should we add them in. The first, just be with person A, there was one thing I added in A, when I thought about it's something we do, and I do in other forms, we review local, state, particularly state and federal laws. And some of those things can be confusing to adults, senior citizens. It can be confusing to anybody. So I thought if we add that in as our purpose to try as best we can to decipher somebody's saying that communicate back to the, whatever we're calling.
I think that's a good addition. All you want to throw out, do we still use the word senior?
Well, yeah, you can change that to whatever you like.
And we can't go back to the concept.
And who's going to be doing that, though, the federal stuff?
Well, John and usually state, even
federal council,
when for needs of seniors. I think that's about
Any
further discussion on that? Have an issue with that? Thank God. Okay, let's incorporate that with your comfortable word change.
Yeah, but that's fine. I just want to, the concept that we try to help interpret this.
Okay,
right.
Moving on.
To Mr. Wheeler's comment on the bylaws, there is a section already, which is Article 14, that talks about advocacy, and there's language in there about making councils having the ability to make recommendations on legislation.
Okay.
So it's in here. So I just want to point that out. It's number 4, council's recommendations on legislations. Yes. So it's already included.
Yeah, but it's not that. I wanted to be up on the
purpose.
So this is our main thing. This is back in detail. This is great. I think it should be up on the front. The basic purpose is fine.
A little redundant. Is it a problem if it's on the front?
I was
going to
say it is a little redundant.
It is, but it highlights, as Dave was saying, it puts it on a purpose and function. Right up, I guess.
Yeah, I don't believe that it's redundant because on Dave's proposal, this is to review the law changes. So those have already been done. And section 14, that's a recommendation on for advocacy. So that's before the laws are made. So I think we're talking about 2 different points in time. So they're not the same. What is advocacy? And then Dave's proposal is the laws that have already been passed.
That is true.
Well, so what can I come in? So I like number 4. However, when you say review local, state, federal law changes, I want to be a realist, and those things change daily with a maintenance and everything, so I'd rather do something just inform seniors of local, state, and federal law changes. Because then you're not redundant with Article 14, but you're just putting it in the purpose that you're going to inform seniors of any local, state, federal law changes that impact them.
Dave, are you good with that?
Yeah, I just want the concept of leave, but learning is a pen.
You're okay, that's good. Okay. Okay, do we have a motion on that?
I'll move.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next item.
Okay, the second part, second phase, which is an expansion of the actual things that that we do. I wanted to, at first when I brought up the meeting, I wanted to add a lot more detail, but it's even with the format, sort of just a lineup, I cut way back. But I wanted to mention some of the, a little bit more specific. The ending homelessness is nice, but also there's an addition here. We want to try to secure affordable housing, this big problem, and advise on economic costs, because even if you can afford it, you might not know where it is or how to do it. There's a lot more involved than just for two. So that's for the reason for.
You mean housing navigation? Housing navigation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you can call that. Yeah.
That's the industry term, so maybe we should use that.
Housing navigation?
That is, you're right. And I'm not sure about security for a while. Do we secure housing?
We
don't secure housing.
Okay.
We can't secure housing. That's not up to us.
Okay, you can. I can't remember.
And homelessness.
What about addressing homelessness and advocating for affordable housing?
Well, there's nothing seen in the homeless. Doesn't mean we're going to get there. It's like world peace. You're going to have to get world peace. Doesn't mean we're going to get there.
But also, let's keep in mind what our function is. Our function
exactly.
is to advocate to the Board of Supervisors for them to do these things.
Yes. But I like whatever I
said. Well, we would want to advocate to the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, please.
If I may make a recommendation, Jean, I think you were on the right track in terms of the use of words and really your function to advocate on behalf of older adults for all of these services. So on the right track in terms of this is what you do to advise and recommend both to Office on Aging and to Board Supervisors. So on the ending homelessness, basically the items all in red, where it says compelled transportation, you may combine like to advocate on behalf of services that aid older adults in, and then you can list homelessness, nutrition, transportation, and you can like list all of those because that is part of your role, right? To advocate on these services that help support and aid these delivery of services and information to our older adults. So you can probably combine it. Most of these is one. Yeah.
I'm okay with the advocating and changing some of these, combining into like one thing. I still like keeping it separate bullet items.
And Dave, you're extremely accurate and detailed, and I love it, and it's absolutely fantastic. My only problem is that I feel like it's starting to turn into an SOP, standard operating procedure, and that's not what this is supposed to be for. So I really like Claudia's suggestion of combining them into the one sentence where you hit each one, and they're not listed as a bullet point, they're just separated by a comma. But this, and I've been in ministry and had SOPs, and it really starts to look like an SOP to me, which I don't think this
is
full of that. So
again, this is bylaws.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at. SOPs are something else. And many of these would be SOPs. And they're important. They're all important. You're spot on. But I think I would put them in a bylaw as opposed to these are our operating procedures. And then we would end with seeking homeless and security affordable housing. We had a great presentation yesterday, and Crystal's subcommittee on housing and transportation, where this gentleman from Costa Mesa talked a lot about how the city goes out of their way to purchase property to turn it to affordable housing. They just did a, what was that place they did, one of the hotels? And really nice looking. Anna hasn't done that. Anna done it.
Onkey.
They got
some funding for it.
Yes,
from the state.
They did their own thing. That was a whole different
story.
Talk about that.
They took my feather.
Well, only because it came up in this point. They met. It's a good point.
I would like to retain inclusion and equity in aging. That's part of the master plan for aging. That's something that we need to be concerned about. That everyone from Page and Orange County.
Wait,
hold on a second. I can leave the clarification. You said you just added an SOP. I'm not framing that. What's that?
Oh, we have operating procedures too. So, bylaws are in concrete. They're harder to change. SOPs, we can do annually. The incoming chair can say, you know what, I want to meet on Tuesdays now instead. And I want to meet, you don't put that in bylaw. That's an SOP. It's an operating procedure. It's the same machine.
Okay.
Same thing you can do here with. Okay, well, my focus this year is ending homelessness. That could be our focus.
Okay.
You wouldn't put that in bylaw.
I agree with your example you gave, but the original product had four things listed, which were very similar to what I
brought
to the board. So I was trying to keep them the same thing and do the same thing. So if you're going to discount all that, so we just do everything for seniors. I think
everything for seniors, and we're not. I think we're in the middle. I think Mary, you said bucket. We want bucket versus specific.
And Dave, I think Claudia's example addressed the broader part of what you were saying, about the poverty and the transportation and all that stuff. That could all visit in number one, and then you just have the board. It's really supposed to be condensed in a very broad range of this is what they do, and then it's up to the committee or subcommittees or whatever happens for them to finite drill down on those. Okay, we're going to advocate for the transportation needs by a subcommittee that does this.
But the first board that we had originally,
homelessness
for older adults, protection from poverty, hunger, abuse, neglect, and exploitation, combating loneliness and isolation, and inclusion and equity in the aging. That's like an elevator speech that everyone can understand, and then you go from there. I'm worried that if we go to this, it's getting into the details and it's harder to see the big picture.
Yeah, in bylaws, this is the rule of thumb, less is more.
Yeah.
You have a lot of room to interpret and add that we can do. So we're not limited. We're not saying these aren't important. In fact, every one of you took it.
Yeah.
We need to do that, but I don't think we needed that in the bylaw. We have the latitude under one to cover that. If that's agreeable to the group.
I basically disagree with that. This is telling us what we're after, okay? And if we just think it's so general that we don't know what we're really trying to do, I think that debate the purpose of having a bylaw. A bylaw should say, these things are going to do. And I think this list is pretty much what we are trying to do. There may be more, we may want to not do something. It doesn't say we have to.
It's not just what we're going to do, it's how we're going to do it. Bylaws are very, they're in stone. What would happen if all of a sudden we secured affordable housing no longer follow? Now it's in our bylaws. We've got to go back out and purge it out of there. Yes.
So what we're getting is the paragraph B right above that.
Yeah.
The last sentence is saying, the very last sentence is not clear. And to advise the county on matters related to areas of concern for adults. So Dave, your list are action items, if you will, almost, and that's great, but that we're supposed to advise, advocate, inform, educate. So because of that sentence about advising, we can't really advise the county on help and access to physical fitness programs. So your wording here does not fit with this up here saying that participate as active in the society as long as possible, and to advise the county on matters related to areas of concern. These bylaws are telling the board of supervisors David, what our role is. Our role is to advise the board of supervisors. So The open access to doctors, medical needs, open access to physical fitness programs. We're not advising the county board to think about this on access to physical fitness. It's availability programs. So I think this is too specific for just the general bylaw to just cover it this way. And then again, if there was a subcommittee or something that wanted to take on a physical fitness thing and advise the board of supervisors, we put it that way. But I think adding the part about the transportation is really important. You don't mention anything about that in here. So I would like to add to the wording.
If I may, just real quick, I think the more details that you get into, I like the sentence that says county advise the counties on matters related to areas of old concern. That gives you a ton of flexibility into what those areas are. The more specific that you get into these details, you're getting into the weeds and you may limit yourself in terms of what you're supposed to be doing.
But so, I think what Dave is trying to make a comment is how do we identify what we are doing?
That is when you guys come together at the beginning of the year and you decide what goals and objectives you're going to be working on.
Again, I think we need to learn what it is we do. As far as about limit, this is not limit. They cut the first or the line. Of course, it's including. It says it doesn't limit. It just says these are things we want to hit to give us an idea of where we're headed. It's too general the other way. I mean,
it's not where we're headed. It's where we want to advise the supervisor. Okay, I think we beat this to the ground. Probably I'm not going to change minds here, and that's okay. But I'm going to call for the question, and I'd like a motion on accepting. What are we accepting?
Well, for me, Claudia and I are restate
summarize
what you had said.
What my recommendation or
for number one in three, two, three, and four on this is fine to me. But on number one, the home that advocating your homeless program, and then you added in transportation. Is there, can you restate that?
Yeah, what I was recommending is to take all of the components of homelessness, nutrition, poverty, transportation, medical needs, all of these that all fit on services towards a healthier, more vibrant living for older adults. You can combine that into one to say advocate to, you know, on areas that can aid towards the provision of services or to providing services that aid older adults to gain housing, to gain access to healthcare. So you can name it in that sense. It's still general, it's still broad, but yet specific to those topics that you want to address, because you want to be cautious and careful that you put so much into details to where now members are feeling responsible to find secure housing, because that is not in your jurisdiction necessarily to do, correct? But however, you can definitely recommend and advise on what would that look like having a community if there's opportunities, and let Office on Aging and your board of supervisors know that these are areas of recommendation that are a concern to your advisory council. And that you can tie it to your annual goals, like Pauline had mentioned, on when you're identifying, hey, we really want to focus on transportation this year. Here's our initiatives. This is what we want to do. But you leave it and you address it to where your new members and ongoing members can come to this and as a bylaw say, oh yeah, this is what we stand for, because we do want to address issues of homelessness and nutrition.
That's very well put, buddy. In fact, that's it. We will do that at the beginning of the year. We lay out, okay, this year we're going to focus on, and then we get these points that they're talking about. It's specific. That doesn't need to buy. The bylaw gives us the latitude to do that. That's really what we're looking for here. It's the latitude to do these things. Before, our bylaws were very constricted. We couldn't do these things. This now allows to do exactly
what you're talking about. So on B1, because I think, you know, under the article 3B1, I'd like to make a motion that we change it to say addressing homelessness and transportation needs for older adults.
I don't think transportation goes under homelessness.
It's not
in,
okay, I'm one of them.
Well, hang on before you say you're lost. We haven't clarified anything yet. We're probably all lost. So you're looking for a second bullet point, Meredith?
No, I'm really happy with the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll
That's just my opinion. I like the transportation part, but it's under, because we do have, you know, seniors that, you know, have transportation issues. So maybe it's a fifth bullet point that just said, you know, addressing the, you know, transportation.
I think adding the transportation, and then I like number 10 as, you know.
Well, number 10.
We'll get 10. We'll get 5.
Education programs for all of the above. So we're not only addressing, okay, you know, how to see services that are provided, but we're also addressing making sure that the senior community is aware of them.
For discussion right now, the point is, do we include the topic transportation somewhere in the book?
I second that motion.
I'm sorry?
I will second that motion to include transportation.
Okay, move to second.
Speaking for 35 people, I bring meals to a week. Transportation, right, to the medical care to get senior spending.
Yeah,
but that's in number 7.
You're looking at the red one, it's not going to be the original.
We're trying to figure out the original covers
for the bylaws.
For the bylaws, but we don't need to incorporate the red in there because it's covered as a generic or general form. Or some people want a more specific bylaw. That's really what we're talking about.
Point of clarification. When I look at combating loneliness and social isolation, I really believe that transportation is part of that. Instead of being upset,
they did.
The way I see it.
Okay, thank you, David.
Getting around is, you know, being able to meet with other people. What I meant by that one, and I've noticed because I've had some interactions with people, you know, they're older and they don't have that. And I went to Meals on Wheels delivered to some people, and some of them, they can afford anything. They're not poor or anything, but they have lost connection with family for one reason or another. So it's deeper than that. It's being able to connect with your family, reestablish that with friends, and even your, you know, especially you're still on Facebook, you know, like I interact with my high school people. I live 22,000 miles.
So what do you want your bullet point to say here?
Oh no, I want to say just what it is, because it helps you connect with other people in all kinds of ways so that you're not isolated.
And so then, help and access the transportation of all forms. You're good with that. Right.
No, I'm talking about number 9.
We're not on 9 yet, but I think we're talking about transportation.
They were saying that 9 and that. And 7 would be the same. And they're really not.
Okay. Are we good on the transportation portion of it? Yes, Pauline.
If you look at, can I direct everyone's attention to
please
copy page 3,
mm-hmm.
Item B, and 4,
right.
Okay.
B 1, 2, 3, and 4. I would recommend maybe adding transportation to those, to that area, because it says, to advise the county on matters related to the areas of concerns of older adults, including the following: ending homelessness, protection from poverty, hunger, abuse, neglect, and exploitation, combating loneliness and isolation, and we can add transportation there, inclusion and equity in engaging. That's
so,
already.
But transportation as a bullet point, or aid combating loneliness.
Green copy.
Yeah, as the number 5. Yeah,
as written, the way it is.
Yeah, but adding the number 5.
No, I'm just saying adding transportation to
the
combating loneliness and social inclusion.
And transportation.
Well, I
combating loneliness.
I can come up with the word.
And lack of
transportation.
For me, the transportation isn't so much like a social isolation level. So what if you're not able to drive anymore? You know what I mean? Like, you've got all your friends, you've got your social network, whatever, but it's more about transportation and being able to get your doctor's appointment short. Maybe you recently have fallen and you need help here. That is more the transportation in it that I would
think
that it adds. You know, I would like to keep transportation and added as a fifth item.
I like what Rachel is saying. We can add an item that says, you know, advise and add another thing to preparing transportation or ensuring. Oh,
that's
older adults, security.
That has to go back to the attorneys.
All of them go back to the attorneys.
So again, by adding transportation, you are then advocating for additional funding for
yes.
trips, buses, and OC outreach to seniors, and maybe additional funding or any of that.
Advocating to the county supervisors.
That's right.
That's
our goal. Yeah. Number five that says accessible transportation.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. So I'll make a motion to, if we're okay, I'm just going to talk about, I'll make a motion to add a number five to Article 3B that just says securing
transportation. Of all forms. I like it. They were seven.
All forms.
Could be airplanes. You moved in second. Is there any further discussion?
I just want to make a comment again. All these things I wrote down here are eliciting a lot of comments from people. One thing I remember, you know, situation. That's why we didn't like having this whole thing in there, because it doesn't. If we didn't put it in here, would we throw this away and never see it again? Probably.
No,
Having the same here, like I said, elicit people thinking, and not we have to do all that, or we can do it a different way. But it keeps it recorded, some of the things that we really should be thinking about, and it keeps people thinking.
Okay, right. Thank you for your input, David. We know where you're coming. Okay, we've got a discussion about in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? We agree. All right, motion carries. What's the next item?
No, wait. That's I agree to add it. I don't disagree. I still think it should
be the motion to add.
To add one thing, but we have to read all the rest of it. That means not add those?
Correct. We're not adding.
I totally oppose that.
Okay, then it's not a majority. I mean, it's not unanimous. One opposition. Okay.
We can make a motion.
We haven't voted on it. We've done that. So that's done. Did you want a second motion that you want to make?
Yes, to include the way it is. To have the new
one. I knew the one we just made.
Okay.
I don't think we can do that.
Yeah. You can't. There has been a motion. There has been a second. There wasn't a substitute motion before the vote.
Correct.
That motion only added, though, not included anything else.
Yeah. My understanding of the motion, please correct us if I'm wrong on this one, is that you want to retain the wording as is in the draft
with
the exception of adding number five.
Yes, that was my understanding.
That's my understanding.
That was the intent of the maker of the motion.
So we've had
that's what it is. That's it. And you have an option to make another motion to say, well, I want to make a motion to include whatever.
I want to say substitute motion of include whatever.
What is the motion to include?
No, we have a scratching, some of them individually.
Okay, do we have, well, we can't make a substitute motion, not most party. You cannot make a substitute motion, the most party carrier vote.
A new motion.
You can make a new motion, that's what you need to do. You're making a new motion, and that is.
Make a new motion, we still consider some of the others in this.
No, specifically, most can't say you consider, sorry.
What we include all of them.
Okay, we have a motion to include all the items. We have a second. Motion dies for lack of second. Okay, now let's move on. Subcommittee, that's another option. Okay. We're hearing, subcommittee postponed. There was a motion to remove the subcommittees specifically for a lot of that information at the subcommittees, which is good. But only impacts the subcommittee. So General SCAC is not getting these good speakers. And we deem it not appropriate to have the speaker do it. Subcommittee, and they come to General SCAC, they don't have that kind of time. They don't have the ability to do that time. So we then question, do we need to have subcommittees if we're going to do this, have them speak where everybody takes advantage.
The other thing being was that after we got off Zoom and don't have that capability, we've had members concerned about drive time, transportation, getting up and back down the county, and how can we make it efficient?
The second the second issue was that now you're having to come not only to here, but you're coming to Office on Aging on a regular basis. I know I do. So now we would eliminate that second trip, save gas, whatever, And we're getting the same information here. Now, I think a way to satisfy everybody. However, if your group, you're like, let's say, Crystal's subcommittee on housing and transportation, wishes to meet on a regular basis because of the whatever there's good discussion and whatnot, they can still do that. You're not limited from doing that. We're not banning that. That's up to you. Whoever wants to make a trip, get together. That's fine. Hopefully, though, the speaker is the same people we're getting here. Now, when I say that's fine, before I say that, I'm going to have to mention to Austin AC, because does that mean that they have to have staff there? Do they have to be attending? That kind of thing.
Well, the ad hoc committee's suggestion that we started with last time was that subcommittees were eliminated from the bylaws. And you're talking about standing.
Yeah.
Standing committees would be eliminated from the bylaws. Yes.
So that's where we started. Then we had a discussion. People were going to go back last time and talk to the other subcommittees and give the feeling from the group. So we had that conversation. Remember, John, at your center.
Very good. Refresh my memory.
So that's the discussion. So the people feel strongly one way or the other. Let's hear that. Now it's time to have that.
And the other thing that happened was that we couldn't recruit chairs for the
standing. That was the other thing. It was a bear to get chairs for these committees. We're twisting arms, and that's just not right. Crystal, yes.
Okay, so I'm an advocate for removing the standing committees and having just our one meeting a month, even if it goes longer. But we can always, if this doesn't work out, and we find that we're not getting the increased participation or the ability to have some of these incredible speakers that come and come to my smaller meeting but can't make it to this meeting. If that doesn't work out, we can always reinstate the subcommittees and we can go back to normal. But at least this way, if we do this, I don't know if we're going to
need to. Well, we can have ad hoc committees. So if we had a transportation issue that was really something that we need to dig into, we could have an ad hoc committee that people volunteer to do, and that can happen over Zoom, and people can dig into it for several months and then report back to it.
Yeah, ad hoc committees would, because we always had that ability, that would show.
But we haven't been using it.
Yeah, well,
as much.
Yeah, and we did the digital environment.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we did ad hoc.
Yes,
we're really effective.
Yeah,
it was great, and it worked, but we're there to do an action item. The ad hoc committees aren't there to bring speakers and have everybody participate in the discussion. Removing the standing committees, I think, will increase participation. It'll help the forum because, you know, well, for me, it's not a big deal, but for some of us who have a meeting yesterday and today, our meeting is always before the general staff meeting. That might be a problem for some people to dedicate that much time. A lot of us work at full-time jobs, other responsibilities. So, but I agree with removing the standing committees, but to my point, if it doesn't work out, we can always go back and revisit this.
That is correct.
In 2 years.
And I think this speaks to, and I know Ginger now knows this term, our capacity. We always want to increase our capacity, our time, so that we can have greater impact. So this is a great way to do that, because you're not limited.
And you're going to spend more time at the senior centers, perhaps, because you don't have that other, well, for me, I'm going to be double spend more time at the San Clemente Senior Center when I'm not going up to Santa Ana for those 3 hours.
Does someone pose an opposite view of that? They can share with us. Yes, Ken, please.
Aren't there some people that attend those meetings that are on?
Yeah, they would be invited to join staff.
Yeah, they can come here too.
Yeah. Right now, the polling doesn't change, and that's a legal point. I have a friend that leads the senior ministry at my church, Southward Church, and Gaina Point. He's only on a subcommittee and has really no idea what we're doing or how this even all works.
Well, we haven't addressed it. We haven't made that point.
He's not going to talk to the media and speak on it.
Yeah,
Cara.
Yeah. And he made it. Battery game group.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If there's no further discussion.
Past meetings that I've had have been incredible. So that if it does pass, I hope to get them back here to share, even though some of them will have heard them again. But their information and their insight and contributions were amazing, whether it was the check, whether it was the homeless with the cities of Costa Mesa, even though it's the city of Costa Mesa, it applies to other cities that can go back and start talking and other questions. So, I really hope that everyone
is
in shock.
Okay,
going. Just one question on that. In addition to all of us who are on the
yes. I can't hear.
In addition to those of us who are on the point that it was just made,
Meredith, there are people, for example, on my subcommittee who are not on this. Will we have enough place to house, to receive everybody if we get a full house?
But that'd be a great problem. I think we would. We could have all the back row carriage, all those people here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that the committee standing committees from the bottom.
Move in second. Do you want a roll call vote?
Yes, please.
Go for it.
Wait, discussion.
Oh, we had discussion. We want more discussion. Okay, I'm sorry. Hold up.
Okay.
More discussion.
Will that take effect?
Not until the bylaws are approved.
We do make a point here, Dave, is that the ad hoc committee to help the executive board decide on priorities for 2024 could work off of this list.
Yeah,
it would make a lot of sense
sure.
for what then gets presented, assuming this all gets approved in time that we don't have
right.
lots of different things going on. Then this meeting then becomes the main
focus. It helps us be more nimble.
It does. And so that's the point at which that ad hoc committee becomes a very
I'll be back to the meeting next week.
You're coming to the meeting.
Just to be clear. The standing committee, you will always have an executive committee. So there will always be that. So the standing committees we're talking about, so transportation, well-being, and the seniors and the gate. Those three.
Yes.
Okay. So that's your roll call vote on whether or not we do we have a motion on the second on both of them?
Yes. And I think Rachel said.
Second. And no further discussion now. Okay. Roll call.
Charlene Ashendorf?
Yes.
Linda Barcelona?
Absent.
Laval Brewer?
Absent.
Elizabeth Houston?
Yeah.
Gary Chang?
Yeah.
Paulette Chachinski?
Yes.
Meredith Chalani?
Yes.
Elaine Dunaway?
Aye.
Jean Hernandez?
Yes.
Ann Hartz-Mori? Ken Hickman?
Yes.
Marianne Cleaner?
No.
Beth Levin? Crystal Miles?
Aye.
Patty Mouton?
No.
Ann Moudry? Robin Nelson?
Abstain.
Lili Nguyen? Jody Nichols?
Yes.
Rachel Owens?
Yes.
John Pointer?
Yes.
Tony Verdala?
Yes.
Jeffrey Rodriguez? Irene Rose?
Yes.
Amina San Matthews? Barbara Slow?
Yes.
Sandy Stain?
Yes.
Nathan Steele?
Yes.
Dave Tetzlaff? And Dave Wheeler.
Yes.
The motion carries, one opposed, one abstention. I believe the abstention becomes a yes vote. So, motion carries. All right. What's our next
abstention. No, it's an abstention.
Yeah.
She didn't go one way or the other.
Oh, where is I? Where am I? Where abstention is a yes vote. I think it's on council. That's a yes vote on council. You abstain, that's the same as a yes vote. It just means that you weren't there at the meeting to say you gave your name, but that I'm just telling you how to carry it. Okay, no problem. We have two known votes.
As someone who's on the ad hoc, and to my fellow colleagues that were on this, I just want to say thanks. And to the committee, there was a lot of time and energy spent, and I appreciate all the discussion, and I appreciate all the input, the ideas, and this is very fantastic. Thank you.
All right, very good.
No, thank you to the bylaw.
You know what, let's take
so, this new draft is
back up.
It gets submitted to the county council.
Both groups. Remember two parallel groups, the Canadian and the county.
Right.
Okay, I would like, yes.
An abstention, if I may, goes with the majority vote, so it's not a no. It would go with the yes.
Sorry. An abstention goes with the majority vote, it's not a no.
Got it.
Let's take a 5 minute that comfort break. Please, for me, I'm a senior. So.
Older adult,
I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, our next item that we're going to talk about, we had discussed in our last meeting that we were going to meet with the county supervisors and get a sense of what is their expectation of us. As you all know or may not know if you're new, we are advisory to the county supervisors. And so we wanted to know what exactly do they want to know, what are they aware of? And the second thing is that they have a report we gave them last year. What do they think? Is it good? Is it okay? Give us some feedback. What your thoughts? Because we haven't received that yet. So Meredith and I have been proceeding to make individual Zoom meetings with each of our supervisors. Thus far, we've met with Supervisor Wagner, and we have three others lined up. That's KB Doe, and we've in contact with the other two scheduling secretaries of the other two supervisors. Vince Sarmiento and Katrina Ford. So we will get to them all and have a concept of what our a view of what their concept is and expectation of us. We had a great, I thought a good meeting with Supervisor Wagner on, and again, this is very brief. I think it was only 20 minutes. We're not dragging things out. We're getting right to the point. What are your expectations of us? Do you even know about us? Yes, they do. And then I'll let Meredith say exactly what his thoughts on that work.
Yes, so thank you, Gene. So Supervisor Wagner started our meeting by saying that what he needs from us is to tell him what he needs to know, not what he wants to hear. That he wants to know what's really going on, and we don't need to make him sound rosy if it's not. He kind of framed the conversation by saying that a lot of issues going on in North Carolina Court with shared resources. Who's aware of our solar meaning that we have our large generation of baby boomers that are going to be aging and needing services and support. And that has to also be balanced with the needs of families and young people in Orange County. He let us know that a misuse tool is a public comment. He encouraged Gene and I to come and make public comment to the board of supervisors to let them know what we're doing in our meetings. He said that that would be really great. He was honest and said that the board has not discussed our recommendations to the group and doesn't talk about these issues with the group as of yet. And that maybe public comment is a way to get that going.
Raise the conscience of the board, and I think
that's
a great idea.
He didn't want us to really give program recommendations. He wanted us to tell the supervisors what the problems were, but it didn't sound like he had an appetite for us going into, and this is how you would fix it.
Yeah. That could be a follow-up later. Yeah. Now it's just stay here.
Yes, exactly. He just wanted to know what the issues are. He said that the chair of the board of supervisors may be able to offer an annual meeting for us at the beginning of the year, which would be helpful. He also said that if SCAC, who's also on aging, wanted to work more on emerging legislative issues, that we could work with Peter DeMarco and his team in the legislative office, and that he's done so, and that might be an opportunity for us. We asked him to start sending a staffer to this meeting.
Which we'll ask all of them.
Yes, so that we have more of a through line with their offices, and he said that he would consider that, and I think you can follow up with Frantara.
I will do that. And again, I'm sure it's a matter of time management for them and their staff to add another meeting, but some very good, I'm sorry, those staff goes to me, one of them does.
And we've had Supervisor Foley's staff
yes.
on Zoom with us in the past, too. So it was brief, like Jane said. I think it was good, though, to, you know, just reconnect. And obviously, we think that seniors are a top priority, but we also have to see things as they really are in terms of their scope of work and what we're providing to them. So it's helpful.
Yeah, it was good to have fresh eyes to look and see, okay, let's look at this from another perspective. What I think they, and I know they will in the future, appreciate a brief meeting. You're not eating up their time. He was real thankful. And he said, that's it. I go, unless you have something else for us. No, I'm good. And we moved on. But we got what we needed. And we had his full attention. We just weren't one to kind of fluff around and say, oh, he does a fabulous job. I'm so glad that I brought it out. Here's our answer. Boom. And here's his response. Boom. Any feedback? Any thoughts? Yes, David.
Well, I don't know if I heard it all correctly there. It sounded like it just sort of, yeah, that's nice. You know, pat on the head. And it doesn't sound like we have any real impact there. I mean,
I didn't get that impression. I think they have a lot of confidence in house aging. You know, if they're not hearing it, you know, I tell us the folks that if you don't say anything, then people in some stages assume everything's great. Others, if you don't hear from them, I have something wrong. There's a driveway. So they're the group that, and let's face it, they've got so many fires in front of them. They're brushed by our manager. They're constantly, we haven't ran on agents, so I think it must be fine. Good, we have no problem. But, well, yeah, there are problems. And that's what our job is, to let them know that this is great, great tsunami. The advantage we have, and he was very good about pointing that out, very honest with us. He said, hey, look, you're a major voting block. We have to listen to you guys. Yes, you do.
That was
yes, you
do. Gonna bring up.
So that why. Yeah, he did. And he said, and you got to pop. You got to speak up a lot. No problem. And when we make these presentations to the supervisor, we'll certainly invite you guys if you want to come to a board meeting, be our backup, our presidents. We'll do the presentation, but at times when they see people, they're like, okay. You know,
I think it's helpful for me to hear, and we'll see what the other supervisors say, that us kind of working on polishing up our report, maybe that's not as impactful as us deciding what our main points are and then going and making the report. That's what I
would have to wait for. Yeah, anything less they have to read is good for them. Otherwise, the staffer is going to read it and fill them in.
Yes, to finish my comment, granting as their audience, you know, once a year in a presentation, I think is forward. I'd like you, since you're our representative for them, say, hey, yeah, you know, at least once a quarter.
Yeah, you may want to believe I didn't say it once a year. I agree. It's got to be at least once a quarter. If we need our face in front of them quite a bit, especially ever. And the other two, we're in contact with the scheduling secretary, so okay. And they responded, so they're all on board. We're picking dates that we can meet.
But I think that they see that as a one-off because of our event.
So if they be good to, especially like Supervisor Foley or Sergeant Hunter, to remind that they do play an active role, and so do we by, you know, the last time when we asked,
Well, those two, I think, love seniors anyway. I think we're going to have a very easy Sarmiento and Foley.
But they don't have that pot of money anymore, so it's kind of just that was a very unique circumstance.
But I think it's good. Yes, Kim.
I like your idea about the public comment, but I was wondering what would we talk about and like what we do that once a quarter and
it's off the top of my head. And number one, when we come, they said they'd put us up front first. Because if you've been to a council meeting, that can be hours. We'll pick a time when.
Yeah.
When we get there, we'll go on. Because if you haven't been to a council meeting, oh my gosh, they get everybody under the sun. Can be very
so happy. Would we be asking for something?
We would not be asking. We would be giving status updates. By the way, we just revised our bylaws. We want to let you know, here's what we're looking at now. We want to highlight, you know, the support, the five things now that we discussed.
Right.
That's the first thing I think we found.
Yes.
Maybe this is an ad hoc. Focusing on putting them together.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, you could do that very, yes, sir.
Were all your meetings Zoom with the ones you have met?
We've only met one person now.
But they will be Zoom because it saves them time. Let me tell you, they're all about time. They go to, you think we're busy, we don't want to be? They have probably 10 times what we have. And some are making some going, they get there late, so they appreciate the fact we can do this project. And we go at their time, and they tell us we're able to do it. And we can look at
get your news.
That is a southern choice. You think it's going to be easy. It's not. You know, we're both very good. Yes.
Who was disappointed directly by the supervisors here?
Johnny and
And I certainly have Don's ear whenever I need it.
Don's very good. Who's the one of you?
Katrina,
good.
And Joe,
he's good too.
See, so having a subcommittee ad hoc committee was very specific point about
yes,
not boilerplate.
Topic I agree 100%.
That we want to present, we'd be very.
That's a great idea because we get to figure out the pulse here. Mark would do that. In fact, let's just real quick put together an ad hoc committee. I'm seeing Ken, Rachel, anyone else joining you want to be part of that ad hoc committee?
I think
it would
be good to have people
that were
appointed by
the
We were engaged in conversation. What's the ad hoc committee for?
This is, we're putting together a group that provide the bullet points from our group that we that Meredith and I have presented to the Council of Advisors.
So
we're going to watch on a quarterly basis.
Okay.
And as we do, party, you know how they do, okay, it's time for the public committee presentation. That'll be our time to get out. Yes, we represent the, what's it called?
Orange County.
We're going to say, okay. From the board.
So the first meeting will not happen until so we get the approval.
That's correct. Well, one, we've done bylaws. Two, here are some highlights we want to stress and hear more about this in the future. Hey, it's real simple. This is not going to be a long drawn out thing, which will be much easier.
Are you feeling excited about moving forward?
Yes. Right. Right. Well, then, Rachel, are you going to yes, well, you know, it's game. I'm the dad. When I was initially appointed by Supervisor Foley, when I first, for that entire year, every month, I would send her an email with the bullet points of not only the subcommittee I served on and some of the things.
So, did you reply?
Her staff did. But at least she knew that we were talking about the iPad and all these issues.
Now, that's the way it should be done. That's the model to do. Make sure you're giving, and for us electives, and I know Chris is very good at this, giving feedback at your council. And this meant with, well, then with SCAC, here's what we discussed, and we'll move it and get a very thorough rundown. That means, because we're getting, I mean, my ears are already broadcast. So everybody's community gets to say it. That's a good way to go. Ken, yes.
We could also highlight the information that
Presentation.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's going to help
take
the
word out.
That's going to help. Oh, you mean
at
events or
no, presenters? Like now about those
is perfect. Well, trust me, if you go quarterly, you're going to have to come up with ideas you can say, and that's a great way to
do it. And we want to be able to get feedback from senior centers, and we can start talking about that. And consider.
Okay. I just want to verify the members on the ad hoc committee are Rachel, Joni, Marianne, and Ken.
And Dave.
We wrote David.
I get Lister to start with. Now let's go to our updates, buddy. All right, thank you. First of all, I want to congratulate
you on all the hard work in the ad hoc committee on working on the bylaws amendment. I believe it brought forth a lot of opportunity for all of you as members to give your input, to bring in your ideas for and your recommendations. So I know lots of hours goes into that. So congratulations on that. And next steps from that, I believe I may have heard some of you asking what happens from here. We will go ahead and do final edits, clean it up. We will resubmit to our county council for just final approval. And then we will start our process, which actually behind the scenes, we already started working on the board agenda item. That then will bring forward the bylaws to the Board of Supervisors.
Right.
So just my hats off to you. Congratulations. I know it was a lot of women that got that meeting. So my update to the MPA, the Master Plan on Aging, as many of you have already been involved, probably some already completed the Older Adults Needs Assessment Survey. If you have not, please do so. Please spread the word. Thank you, all of those that took the surveys and flyers and posters to your local senior center. Greatly appreciate that. There is a caregiver piece of it too. So if you know anyone who is a caregiver, please encourage them, refer them to a website. And if you need that information again, we'd be more than happy to send it again. So let us know. The MPA and the Older Needs Assessment is a countywide effort. It's not just the Office on Aging. We mentioned all the other agencies within our county that are part of that planning process. And to point that out, you know, and how you contribute to all of that, all your help in advocating and disseminating that information, that is part of what you do as an advisory board, right? As an advisory commission now. But, you know, that is a big, big help for us in how you're advocating out there in the community. The more results and the more individuals we get and our older adults we get to complete the survey, it really helps not just the county as a whole, but it really helps us here at the Office on Aging, because we will use those findings and that analysis for the development of our brand new area plan for the next 4 years. So currently, Pauline's been putting a lot of hours in reviewing our new area plan for 24 through 28. So lots of work to do still, but those results will help us so that we can gauge our goals and moving forward in initiatives and programs. It will help us develop performance measures for current existing programs. So that is something that is very vital, so we really strongly encourage. There have been some town halls. I believe some of you have attended. The next town hall, which actually runs into my next update, is under District 5, Supervisor Foley's office is hosting a senior summit that will be held on October 27th. That is an all-day summit at Soka University in Aliso Viejo. During that summit, Advance OC, the vendor who came and presented on the Older Needs Assessment, who is helping us with this project, they will be there. They will also be soliciting for surveying and providing that information. Office on Aging, we're going to be very instrumental there at the summit as well. We will be helping to distribute to some of you that mentioned about bridging digital divide. We still have the Access to Technology program, in which we do have some iPads left, and we will be distributing iPads at that event. However, it is a pre-registered, you need an iPad, we gotta make sure that individuals qualify, so we're doing some efforts and operations to pre-qualify individuals so that when they go to the event, they can pick up their iPad at the event, they can take a course and onboarding our vendor gets set up. We have contracted with them so that they can do the online classes, training, onboarding, and technical assistance. They will be present in person at the summit with us so that as we provide the iPad to our older adults, they can then also engage in a class. So I strongly encourage your attendance. Who show of hands? Anyone? It'll be a great. If you have not registered, please register. The flyer is on your table. So thank you, Pauline, for bringing that forward. So just want any questions that you have, please.
But can we get more paper copies of the survey? I gave all mine out.
Okay.
The majority of the people have given me feedback.
They wanted in paper. Perfect. Thank you so much.
This is a little aside. I know that staff used to have name tags. Are we able to order name tags so that when we go to a dentist like this, we're identified as being of the Orange County older adults advisory?
Didn't we get those? That's what we had some names.
No. No, I never heard them.
All right, next
we'll take that. Thank you. We'll take that into consideration and do a little research on that. See, what we can do.
Elaine has her old one.
So I want to bring it back.
The next update I have is an operational kind of update on us, but it does impact you more especially our chair. California Department of Aging, every four years, they conduct a AAA, the Area Agency on Aging Monitoring. This is a big monitoring where the state comes and they review all our processes and procedures, policies, requests for proposal, copies of contracts, performances, all of that for all of our programs under the Older American Act, which are part of our area plan. Part of that review is also an interview with the Advisory Council's chair, also an interview with our Board of Supervisors who governs our office and our AAA. And this is happening the week of December 11th through the 15th. It is a virtual monitoring session. It is all week long. We are tasked with providing a schedule, so Jean will be in contact with you so that we can see what day of that week best fits the time and your time so that we can notify the state. Right.
Okay.
So just wanted to update you on that, bring it forth. It is big. For the most part, it's really all our staff and all our managers that manage our service providers and their service deliveries that we will be interviewed. And really the whole purpose of that is that CDA can monitor and say, where we're doing great, and if there's any kind of areas of deficiency or concern, that they will address that, give us technical assistance so that we can improve upon any internal processes, which also includes our contracted service providers as well as they review their policies and procedures. So it's a big thing to do. We'll be very, very busy leading to that and during those interviews, but we wanted to let you know that that is something that happens and it engages your advisory council, specifically for the chair. We will have more conversation offline on a one-on-one so that we can better schedule that meeting. In the event that you may not be available, then we'll, of course, then go to our co-chair and see other than that, my gosh, we have been extremely busy. Hattie, before she left, announced that November 3rd, save the date on that, as she is the Aging Service Collaborative is responsible for doing a forum and update on matters of Master Plan on Aging. So Office on Aging will be collaborating with that, including Advance OC, including some members at the state, providing that. So please, I encourage your attendance and spread the word on that. It's a very important initiative as we follow up and provide update of where we are with our survey and our efforts with the master plan. So other than that, I believe that's all I have.
And I just let me check out real quick. You may have seen some emails come out from me for the past couple of days. Just as a reminder, the November SCAC meeting, we had to change the date because of Veterans Day. So November general meeting will be on Thursday, November 16th, here in this room at 9:30. For the executive committee members, executive committee, we also have to change that meeting. And that's going to be on Monday, October 30th.
So disregard what you're seeing in the printed material here.
Yes, because this is all done after the agenda.
Andy?
Yes.
They know that I can do my and I fell into that
group. I know this is Supervisor Foley, but some of the other supervisors have already done similar outreach event, or is there anybody else who has one after this?
No.
Or have the other four already done their
correct? Correct. The Thursday Feminine is the last town hall. However, Advance OC does attend other community events in collaboration with community partners and agencies that have special events happening. They will have a presence so that they can encourage the survey process.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now let's move on to our standing committee report.
Well, let's see. For the
Senior Citizen Engagement Committee.
It is still senior right now.
Yes, yeah, for right now. As you know, again, thank you for your support this past year with our committee. I've been serving as chair since January. We had some discussion on a presentation by Vera.
That seems like
it
was years ago.
I know, and yet it still stays with me. I'm reflecting on the fact that we think about sharing some of that, the CSL annual session, because of some of the patterns we see with our members in those different age categories. So Eric presented a overview of the senior populations stratified at a particular age groups, and if you grow up in a certain era, what your behavior could be like. That was pretty interesting. So
don't receive it. Yeah, email. Yeah, thank you.
You know, it's not to remind you that Eric will be too. We were talking to younger group. Yeah, now did he get it right?
And if we look at both of them, as far as baby population and the impact because of our sheer size on social policy, and we had some discussion with Merrick Miller earlier about the direction of the policy committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Rachel, Laveen. So I alluded to this. So our last meeting was September 20th. Our next meeting is this week. And the NECCA, which I do not remember, collaborative, talked about the outreach that they do in some of our more vulnerable ethnic communities. And the early intervention services for older adults that this organization does. The purpose behind the collaborative is to reach these communities before people are in mental health crisis. And they have a process to evaluate. So they have a hotline, they evaluate a call in, and then assign that call to a specific agency or two or three where services for intervention and problems can happen. And we did distribute the presentation out to all of you right after that meeting so that you have the contact name and the information. Our next meeting is next week, that's the 18th. And we are going to focus on technology. So that's what's going to happen.
Great, thank you.
One more thing. So to follow up on what John said about the conversation within the board meeting or within the committee meeting about changing out of the three areas and into the general plan. So it's general consensus, I felt, of people who would be willing to come here and join a bigger meeting. And even if they had to sit in the sidelines, then I will reiterate that then in the meeting. But it seemed to be the right kind of movement for the community.
Good.
Thank you. All right, Crystal, you have your 2 minutes.
Right. So we heard yesterday from Nate Robbins, who's with the city of Costa Mesa. And although this was specific to Costa Mesa, I thought that it was really good information that, perhaps even myself, Gene, and some of the electives could take back to our cities. He's in charge of basically addressing the homelessness issue in his city. Gave us a great story about his progression of life and feel that he's a great advocate for his experience, varying levels of operating bouts of potential homelessness due to injury or mental. Great guy, ex law enforcement, so that always get right by my brother there. He said he went and looked at 32% of the 225 homeless that they have in Costa Mesa right now as of Wednesday night. We're older adults.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting that 32%. And then
say it's almost 50%. Almost 50%. We're getting close to 30% of most people in
homeless.
And so he had pretty much a three
pronged approach, and it was outreach and engagement. And we focused a lot, on having a team of dedicated people that know where the homeless people are, know their names, engage with them, were able to go and talk to them and address anything, hopefully, before it gets too bad. And then from that, we would do the emergency shelter and then the supportive housing and housing retention. And he also said that for the city of Costa Mesa, interacting with their council and not trying to create ordinances that would help reduce the potential of evictions, that, you know, obviously there's some laws that might tend to make it harder to evict people, but some that make it easier to evict people. And Jean had brought up a good point about why aren't we addressing this before they become homeless, and he said that they do have that dedicated team, so that was really interesting. That would go and start interacting with them, and if they needed mental health issues or help with something, and that they get a hit right down, they get a certain number of phone calls to their specific Costa Mesa helpline that was really large, actually, and encouraging. And then the last thing, you talked about with the registration of the kids. So if you have full age kids, when you go on, they ask, you know, a couple questions of, are you in jeopardy of being homeless, or are you unhoused? And he said, like 600 families that when they register, and he said that that's really being underreported because of the stigma associated with that. And it's unfortunate that once you get that information, that there's a disconnect, right? So the school districts have that information about the 600 families, perhaps, that are living in garages or in hotels or their cars or whatever, and nothing. They're just using it as a data point so they can get funding for their programs for the schools, but there's that never gets like pushed off somewhere to say, here's a list of 600 families.
It doesn't always go via the line.
It doesn't. That came my mind. That would be great. And that's what I want to work on too. But our next meeting does not get impacted by the Veterans Day. So our next meeting is the 9th, which is the second, still the second Thursday of the month. So
and having been there, I would say he was a very good speaker. It was very almost disheartening, though. He was a police officer in a local city here, injured on duty, and the process of going through to get finally medically retired and getting his money coming was horribly, horribly delayed, and he was homeless, and it was just
with a wife and three kids,
and in fact, he's on the bird right now getting evicted. I don't get this. He mentioned how pervasive this was with a lot of intensity and emotion in Costa Mesa about landlords just pulling the plug and saying, okay, we're going to renovate, we're going to sell, you're out of here, and just evicting them. I go, well, that hasn't been our experience. You pay the devil to get people evicted now, especially after COVID. So, but he said, no, it's widespread in Orange County. I go, okay, well, that hasn't been my experience, but I don't know what else other cities have experienced. If that's the case, we need to pay attention to that, because it was pretty ruthless as he portrays it. So.
The other point to that was that there's no accountability or traceability. So if I'm a landlord and you're my mentor, what he was saying is that I can go ahead and say, well, I'm going to upgrade my house, or I'm going to refurbish it for your home. And then I don't ever refurbish it. I kick them out. And then now I post my house and I'm three times higher because the rent's gone up or whatever. So he said, there's nobody coming back and making sure that actually did happen, that I actually did go and remodel my house. So
the other thing that maybe we should be watching for next year is the shallow rent subsidies for older adults. So that's something that we talked a lot about at the state. We might want to talk about here for Orange County. If we can help older adults with $200 or $300 a month to avoid homelessness, that seems like the right thing to do.
And then as far as discussion about the meetings and removing the standing committees, seemed like most people were on board. There was just a concern because of the snacks that I bring. And I just bring the pre-packaged most times now, was the Admirals cuties. And so I bring this, I will do my best because I've been through it. We only meet once a month as a group that I will do my best. I bring this back to
thank you all.
If his name is David, probably.
Nate.
Thank you.
Or Nathan, and maybe he'll be there a second down.
Yeah,
okay, let's move on to community center liaison updates. Patty already gave a report.
Thanks.
Perfect.
Okay. She asked me to let everybody know whoever had visited their senior center to email her and let her know. And then if there's any training for that, she'd like to know.
At least OVA had a meeting.
Pardon
me? At least OVA does not want a meeting.
No, she just wants to know that you reached out.
Yeah.
And then whatever background you can provide. Okay?
Okay, here's the ticket schedule. Let's move on here. Bandy and Barbara, can you have any idea? Perfect. Okay. Are there any other announcements we're going to do around the kid? Yes, David.
Two things.
We've already ruled on that other thing.
Since Rachel brought the technology we did, I'd like to take an informal survey. If real quick, how many in this room use computers? Okay, that's pretty much all of us. Okay, how many use their iPhones?
Or a smartphone.
Smartphones, okay. How many use tablets?
I have one, I want to answer. Use
okay, I noticed that everybody uses tech computer, everybody uses phones, and almost everybody uses tablets. That may, for them using the tablets, maybe the technology ought to be also much for tablets. Anyway, okay, I want to take a quick survey. I just want to make a suggestion. To think about in the future, since we're combining the meetings, we might want to invite the directors from the senior centers to come and give an update. I know we're all supposed to interact with them, but we're there, you know, an hour or two max. You know, they're there 24, you know, or I'm sorry, they're there, you know, 40 hours a week, presumably. I think my best to have maybe in a couple of times come and say what's going on. They can give us a more true lay of the land in their area.
Yeah, I will tell you that that's like holding peace, but they are small. They will tell you that, and they probably are. So it's hard to get them here, but that's a good idea.
We are their advocate.
We got to make sure they understand that. Yes.
Maybe a suggestion would be is for them to make a little video and send it to. Us, and then that way, have an area where we can upload it and then review it.
The director of Mountain Valley because he is the president of the Parks and Rec for Older Adults for the state.
Oh,
okay,
good.
Then he really is being one of the guests. He should be the speaker because he's
okay. Let's go around the room. Anyone else on this side? Then look like that. Yes, Jordan.
As a follow-up to the pharmacist who spoke last month about fentanyl, I met with Shane Wood, S-H-A-N-E-W-O-D. He is a nonprofit advocate for fentanyl information and his own money together. I thought many of you perhaps have never seen what Narcan looks like with the gentleman. I keep it in my car all the time. Thank God I only have it every week once. But this will save a life. Something new to me, it actually gives me chills. So I thought if it was new to me and my son is an alcohol and drug counselor, maybe it would be new to you as well. This is called Wise Patch. This can be used as a testing strip. So we heard about the finite amount of fentanyl that would be a killer. Someone using a drug can use this drug and find out whether the drug they are about to take has fentanyl or not. I got some pushback from a mother who said, well, I don't want to be advocating my kids. I said, I would rather have one of these strips be missing from the family and have the discussion later on about why they were using it than have a dead child.
What her point is that it has to be hand in hand. That if you advocate for that, you also advocate, don't use drugs. And you feel the need to lose that in the conversation. So you want to make sure you're doing books. My only experience with Narcan was as a working professional, but that was for heroin. And I got grabbed by my colleague because I brought back a life, a known criminal gang member, heroin addict. And they said, Gene, what are you doing? What are you
doing? I'm not going to down the weeds on that. I'm simply letting you know that things are right. And you can get them
free. Thank you.
So, leading in California, where I work, our bill was signed yesterday, AB 839. That gives nonprofits access to low interest funding in the state of California, the lowest for living. So, we will have more nonprofits.
Excellent. Okay, with that, we stand adjourned, and I will say there was no controversy on the meeting here. Our next meeting was not as presented here.
Will be
November 16th, not the 10th. So don't refer to it on this one because it's the 10th. It's the 16th. Same time, look at the same channel. Good job. Good conversation. And thank you all for your input. Okay, good. A long way around the week, but my love.
Does anybody have a star on the answer to the meeting? Well, what about the answer to the meeting? I'm mine. I'm